Remembering British journalist Don Phillips and Indigenous expert Bruno Pereira 3 weeks after they were killed in the Brazilian Amazon. Dom Phillips was laid to rest in Brazil on Sunday. His wife, Alessandra Sampaio, and family members, some of whom traveled from the UK, gathered to bid farewell and ask for justice for the writer and his cause.
He was killed because he tried to tell the world what was happening to the rainforest and its inhabitants. His mission clashed with the interests of individuals who are determined to exploit the Amazon rainforest.
Dom Phillips and Bruno Pereira went missing on June the 5th while traveling to a remote area of the Brazilian Amazon. Pereira was mapping invasions by illegal fishermen and poachers in the Javari Valley, home to the largest number of isolated tribes in the world, while Phillips was researching for a book on how to save the rainforest. This fisherman confessed to the murder, and the police have detained 3 suspects. Pereira was buried on Friday in his hometown in northeastern Brazil. Phillips' funeral was in metropolitan Rio de Janeiro. His widow thanked the indigenous leaders who helped find the bodies of the 2 men and those who supported their cause.
This has become a worldwide mobilization of solidarity, a cry in defense of the environment and the indigenous people who protect it. It brings us hope.
The ceremony was just for close friends and family, but outside the cemetery, this group is holding a banner asking for justice for journalist Don Phillips and indigenous expert Bruno Pereira, as well as for many activists that have died defending the Amazon.
Protesters blamed Brazil's president Jair Bolsonaro for turning a blind eye to illegal mining, logging, and land grabbing in the Amazon, and for promoting the commercial exploitation of indigenous territories. At this vigil in central Rio de Janeiro, demonstrators called out the names of Phillips and Pereira. They're demanding the government to do more to protect the Amazon and hope the deaths of the 2 men have not been in vain. Monica Yanaki of Al Jazeera, Rio de Janeiro.